Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everyone. How is everyone doing? Today, we have a follow-up episode to the episode about sleep. But I want to go on a bit, I want to go into a deeper level of understanding today why we don't sleep. Our last session was with Joey. We actually, there's a video on that YouTube if you guys want to look. And also, there is something here in our last podcast. So, people may stay awake at nights for various reasons, and understanding sleepless nights, why we struggle to sleep. Ever found yourself staring at the ceiling at 2 a.m. in the morning? Yeah, I did last night. There's a few reasons, and I thought I'd uncover some of these reasons, share some cool stuff with you guys. Why I couldn't sleep last night, and then discover the reasons behind those restless nights. Well, this is Nick Jansen from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Hey everyone, Hap, you are sleeping really well. Your coach for anxiety. It's so important to sleep. Get your nourishment, get your sleep, right? Because you know, who wants to be like walking like a zombie, right, all our days? So, yeah. So today I thought I'd run quickly, create another podcast for you guys, and just sit back and enjoy. We are going to talk. If you're struggling at the moment with some sleep, you know, yeah, you're struggling with some non-sleep. Maybe there's something here for you that you'll, you know, enjoy, and something you can actually do. Maybe some and further, if there's a more detail. I think Joey did a wonderful podcast the other day with me. When there's so much value in that particular podcast, just go back a few podcasts, guys. And there's so much wealth and knowledge in that one. And when we're looking at what are we going to talk about today? Like, we go into stress and anxiety. We'll go into a little bit of talking quickly on insomnia, lifestyle choices, screen time on multimedia, and emotional distresses and physical discomfort, environmental factors, medication side effects, napping during the day. We'll go into irregular sleep schedules, excitement or anticipation to something, and more. I'm more focusing also on the psychological levels. Why don't we? Is there some kind of hidden mental agenda in ourselves? What is it that's upsetting you? Normally when we're really upset about something, you know, three things can happen in life, right, before it takes you down. So before we get this emotionally stuck in, you know, analysis over paralysis, overthinking, this kind of thing. And it could be an excitement thing. It could be like a creative energy that's going on. It could be something like social activities, and it could be like fear of think like you're missing out on something, so I've got to create to a deadline. Could be that, or I mean, keeping awake as a, maybe this is what I really wanted to talk about, keeping awake as a distraction. Many of us actually use nights as a time to distract ourselves from irritating thoughts or overthinking, ruminating thoughts, intrusive thoughts, anything like that, that actually has a different meaning. Sometimes thinking there is past traumas, and it doesn't take much to activate the past trauma before it comes up alive, and then we just get flattened, and we know that it's a feeling in the stomach, and it's just designed for us to basically, you know, eliminate us and activate the cancer cells in us if we're not there, if we're not careful. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting a podcaster soon, another professional who is going to be talking about gut medicine, and I got a doctor who talks about that. It's in when we are hyper ventilating, when we're in the mind too long, we can actually overstimulate and then stay awake forever. So if you keep doing like 2 hour sleeps and we also have anxiety, it's not a good thing. So, you know, that's just compounding anxiety. Sometimes we can be using an escapism, overthinking, right? Creative outlets, social media, mindfulness techniques, right? We can actually use mindfulness techniques to actually solve our problem. Overdoing social media, scrolling for social media. It's you know, all this sort of stuff. Procrastination, staying awake to finish tasks for projects, and can serve as a distraction because you kind of think we're, you know, distracting ourselves. Nighttime reflections. People go into nighttime reflections a bit more. And we also, some of us come and avoid and staying awake and intentionally avoid dealing with difficult emotions or situation, and believing that keeping busy will prevent the need for to face our fears and, you know, to face our thoughts. We need to face our thoughts, and some of them just relax with them, and compulsive creates a compulsive behavior. So you see there's a lot of things that, you know, we need to understand what's happening to us, and there are many reasons why we are staying awake, and many, many reasons. But that's, so that's the purpose of...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Of the podcast here, just a quick one, and so like, how important is this for you? Like, when we're not sleeping, what is it costing you not to sleep is another good question to ask. Now, if we don't get this right, so let's talk about some of those topics now a little bit more detailed for a little bit, and we'll see how we go. So let's look at stress and anxiety. Worry, you might have worries about work, or maybe you got no work, or because I was worried about not having work, my car broke down, and I have a real relationship with work. I mean, I feel like my all is involved in my work, my worth, you know. I feel worthless if I feel I got no work. So sometimes we just need to give ourselves a break from that, right, and keep in And we don't need to go have a racing mind. That's going to keep us awake forever. And that's it'll make it so difficult to come back to parasystemic nervous system, right? And it'll make it difficult to relax. So we need to be able to come to center. Sometimes insomnia some of us can have insomnia, which is basically a medical condition where we might have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, often leading to like late night and wakefulness. And you won't wake up early, until you're like midday or something like that. It's forever trying to wake up in that the precious 4 hours when you wake up. Sometimes the life choices are consuming caffeine too much, or it's a habit can stimulate like the evening and can disrupt sleep patterns. So that's important to know how much coffee you're doing. I know that some of us who've got ADHD or some of us who've got more anxiety than ever, sometimes coffee is a way it kind of calms us down. You know, I didn't know that until I researched a bit earlier, that coffee can actually be a calming type of chemical. I think we mentioned that a lot in our last podcast. Let's cut down the screen time. Exposure to blue light from phones, tablets, computers can really inhibit the production of melatonin, our hormones that regulates the sleep. So let's look, even if we do something about this, we'll find that we can sleep and create that habit of sleeping. Emotional distress, feeling like sadness, grief, or depression can lead to like prolonged periods of wakefulness. And sometimes we just need to sit into that. We need to sit into that loneliness. And it too shall pass, as we mentioned in the last podcast. And physical discomfort, pains, conditions like that, weak arthritis or headaches can prevent. Sometimes we can use a meditation to actually help us move the pain to another part of our body. And then we become resilient to that. Medication side effects. Sometimes medication can interfere with sleep as a side effect. Napping during the day, long or late afternoon naps can be not that good for us either. It can actually disrupt nighttime and sleep. It'll kind of ruin our sleeping patterns. And so there's a few like that. So that's basically it for today. I mentioned the main reason, but I'm still going to, I still want to know more. I want to go deeper again into the psychological reasons why we don't sleep. What are we avoiding? The trauma, the past trauma, we need to, if you got past unresolved trauma, that's going to keep hitting us. It's so easy to get dragged down. So that's the real high point that I really wanted to talk about. And, that's it there. So, sometimes we don't want to sleep because we use it in escape. Again, ask yourself, what are we avoiding? What are we pushing aside? Why are we sleeping? What sort of pattern are we carrying? Is this pattern, what is this pattern costing us? And, with me, I'm about to do a life change. I'm about to take on board a different career on the side. It's I want to drive a bus also and do podcasting. I want to be able to do that for a little while, and that should be fun. But I need to change my lifestyle. I need to change my sleeping patterns. I need to get up really early in the morning, and then also midday. I will create a habit of meditation to stay calm and re-energize. So, yes, guys, so that's basically it. And, so moving along, that's all I have for you today. That's all I have today. It's your buddy here, Nick Jansen, of Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Unlock the mystery of your sleepless nights. Understand the causes. Embrace the restfulness sleep. So, reach out to me and if you need some information or if I can help any way, one-on-one or join some of our Facebook groups on anxiety support groups. So signing off now, all the best to you until on our next podcast. Be safe, be well, be relaxed. Bye all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.